The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And we want you to be careful today because some people might be lying to you.
You mean the way we lied just now when we said you were Shannon and I said I was Gwen?
Yeah, a little bit like that.
We did a little switcheroo today because that's what you do on April 1st, better known as April Fool's Day.
Kids love April Fool's Day because it's their one chance during the year to pull a few pranks on parents and get away with it. But it's not just kids who get into it. News organizations love to hoax people on April Fool's Day. Every other day of the year, they have to deliver just the facts, but today, anything goes.
In Britain, one of the best April Fool's pranks of all time was in 1957 when the BBC broadcast a story about Switzerland having a bumper crop of spaghetti. The report showed people picking spaghetti noodles off of trees. Hard to believe that people fell for that one, but they did.
Companies sometimes get in on the pranks, too. In 1996, Taco Bell announced that it had bought the historic Liberty Bell in Philadelphia and was renaming it the Taco Liberty Bell. Tons of people called in to protest the name change, so Taco Bell had to come clean and admit that it was all just a joke.
And in 1998, Burger King ran an ad in USA Today that advertised their new left-handed burger, specially designed to let the ketchup and mustard drip off of the right side only. And wouldn't you know it, people walked into Burger King that day and ordered left-handed burgers all day. Other people specifically requested a right-handed burger.
I guess they wanted to have it their way.
Yes, they did. We hope you have a little fun on April Fool's Day today. Join us back here tomorrow, same time, same place, for another segment of Mamas on Magic.